He was very, very cautious. One lesson we can take from here is that today when there's an explosion of information, you shouldn't just pass on anything without verification. If someone like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could be so cautious, how much more cautious should we be in verifying and not just taking from anyone and just accepting anything and practicing on anything? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu narrates and he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَا مِن رَجُلٍ يُذْنِبُ ذَنْبًا ثُمَّ يَقُومُ فَيَتَطَهَرُ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. He said, when any person commits a sin, and then he stands up, performs a wudu, and performs salah, and then he seeks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and all of this obviously is with sincerity, then Allah will definitely forgive him. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. Every man is a sinner. And the best of sinners are those that repent. So a person made a sin. So we are prone to sin. You erred, you made a mistake. Something happened and he committed the sin. So now this is a way, a recourse, a way to gain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. The person makes wudu and he turns to Allah Ta'ala, performs a 2 rakat salah, and he asks Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I made a mistake, forgive me. And then he substantiated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit indecency or oppress themselves. Ulama explained, this could have two meanings. Commit indecency could refer to major sins. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and they oppress themselves, minor sins. Or commit indecency mean that they commit sins with others or such sins that affect others. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, such sins that are restricted to themselves insofar as breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after doing this, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهُ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the ayat continues. And then they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And who is there that can forgive sins except Allah? This ayat gives great hope. Allah is the one that can forgive you. Allah is the only one that can forgive you. And Allah is the one that can accept your tawbah. So turn to Allah ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they do not persist on their evil actions. They're not doing it out of convenience. Oh Allah, forgive me. And then continue doing what you are doing. That is not sincere tawbah. At-tawbah and nadam. Tawbah is a person who has deep regret in his heart for the sin that he committed. And Allah Ta'ala adds, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. As long as they are conscious and shaitan hasn't led them astray, their nafs hasn't got the better of them, they don't persist on the sin. They are trying their utmost best to perfect themselves, to correct themselves. Yes, they might slip up. And the hadith encourages that if a person is slipping up, every time he slips up, every time he turns to Allah Ta'ala and seeks forgiveness, and the ulama says that in this way, slowly, slowly, Allah will take him out of that sin, provided he is sincere. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah.